The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
People are wondering whether the tourist influx in the States and the cultural impact of our exposure to the States has put Irish customers under pressure to tip that little bit more. Something Henry McKean has been investigating. He visited the Man O' War gastropub in North County Dublin, where he met Irish staff and US customers, and he has sent us this special report.
We're here in Man O' War pub, established in 1595. That is an old pub. For you, Rebecca O'Leary, you work here. What sort of tip do you expect?
It's not really expected as much here, but a lot with the Americans, sometimes they presume that it's already added onto their bill. So they ask quite a lot if there's a service charge, but it's not...
You don't expect it?
Expected, exactly, yeah, we wouldn't. We wouldn't really.
And what would you like? How much tip would you like?
10% is, it would like, we'd appreciate anything really, but 10% is what a lot of the Americans seem to tip.
Do you think that American culture is creeping into Ireland when it comes to tipping culture, that we got to give 10%, we've got to give 15%?
Yeah, I definitely do, especially with larger groups. You can definitely see that it's coming in, and people are a lot more generous, especially going through COVID and that, and what the hospitality has been through. You can definitely see a massive change.
I was in Saba on South William Street in Dublin, a beautiful Asian fusion restaurant. I tried to tip on a card and they wouldn't take it. I still feel bad about it, so they got nothing. You take tips on cards, you take tips, cash,
yeah.
Anything?
Yeah, we do take tips on cards. And a lot of restaurants, a lot of people ask generally as well, because I know some places don't, but we do take tips on card, which is great, and then we get it ourselves, the staff get it.
And you get to keep it. The law says you can now keep it.
Yes, we get
to keep it. You're supposed to keep it.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Hi, my name is Andy Cooney. I live in New York and I work in the Irish music scene in New York, and lots of Irish over there. But it's great to be here in Ireland with you all.
So we're here at the Man O' War pub in the North County of Dublin. We're here with about 60 Americans. You spend time here in Ireland and in the States. Your tipping culture, we're saying, is kind of creeping in. It was 10%. That's slowly becoming 15, slowly becoming more. How much should you give here in Ireland? Because you work both in the States and in Ireland.
It is in the States, basically, that tradition comes from, because bartenders and waitresses and whatever, they would have been working for shift pay.
Poor money.
Yeah, so let's say $35 for a shift. So then they would depend on the gratuities, you know, 20% usually would be, 18 to 20% would be the norm. But what's creeped in now in the States is really brought on from the Democratic Party, is hiring the minimum wage to $15, which has become a problem for restaurants, because restaurants didn't have to pay out these kind of wages to people. But people are still tipping, even though the restaurants have had to charge more money, because the staff prices, the prices to keep their staff has gone up.
And food has gone up too.
But people, it's such a custom for us in the States that we still give that gratuity. But restaurants are having a tough time with food going up, and also the imposing of losing the shift pay as opposed to per hour pay. So that's gone from like $35 to $150 that they have to pay somebody for a shift, or $100, you know?
So how much should you tip in Ireland?
You know what? If you get good service, I mean, I know myself, I usually tip at least 10 or 12%, you know, because I knew over here that it wasn't really a custom like it is in the States. But I could see it coming on here, definitely, especially as people are traveling now more and more.
You're from Miami, Florida. You're here on holiday in Ireland. How much are you tipping here in Ireland?
Well, before we came, we were told not to tip, but I always like to round it off to the highest.
They told you not to.
Indeed, they did.
So you round it off. So if the meal is 18 euro, you would leave 20.
20. Yes, sir.
You're from the States. Whereabouts?
Ohio.
And in Ohio, how much do you leave?
20%, usually, like restaurants or bars. 20%, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that tipping culture is creeping into Europe and into Ireland? Have you seen
Probably
that?
Because so many Americans come and they do what they do at home.
Are you tipping over here?
I just got here. I have no
Not
comment
yet.
Yet.
Not yet. No one's got a cent.
We were given some guidelines.
What were the guidelines?
I think they talked about 10%. if there was no service charge already added.
Trump is talking about having no tax on tipping. Will that change things?
That's correct. Yes, I think the waiters and the people over there that traditionally get tips will not have to pay any taxes on
it. And they'll be able to keep them.
And they'll be able to keep them. But because their base pay, though, we tip well because mostly the base pay is low.
And it is still in bars, but I understand in restaurants it's gone up.
It's gone up in restaurants. But you know what? It's harder to work, I think, in a restaurant than it is in the bar also.
Rob Masterson, you run Manowar. For you, has tipping culture changed in the last few years?
Well, I think people will tip if everything is to their satisfaction, and they'll tip well if things are very good.
Do you think tipping habits have changed? And is there an expectation to leave 10%, even if the service isn't great?
Well, I think tipping habits have definitely changed. I think back in the day, people would leave €2 no matter what, or £2. And that's what my mum would do when we'd be out.
Just the £2, the coin.
Just the £2 notes. Yeah.
Oh, the notes. Yeah. Didn't work that far.
And, but I think people, I think there is an onus on people. I think they feel like they should tip, not just in the hospitality industry, but in taxis and stuff like that. There's kind of a pressure nearly for
so
people
it's,
to tip.
It's creeping in, you're saying it's creeping in taxis, hairdressers?
Everywhere, across different types of industries. I feel that people feel a little bit of pressure to tip, I do, yeah.
And here in the pub, do people round up? Do they leave you something?
Usually if the service and the food is good, which it always is here.
Well, you would say that.
Yeah, well, I would say that, of course. But look, I think people will always tip if things are good, if things are satisfactory.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.